This is Destination Midnight. You are listening to the Dreadhouse Podcast. I'm not scared.
Destination Midnight is a part of the Spooky Network.
Okay, well, many stories of the modern age tell you an embellished tale of horror. It's an attempt to scare you and reassure you for thrill's sake. This story comes to you from the centre of the New Forest in Hampshire. Old Hampshire. In England. Old England. I'm standing in the middle of the forest and it's the time of Samhain. The clocks go back this evening and British summertime comes to an end. I'm in the village of Burley, home of the last known witch, Sybil Leake, before she moved to the States in the 1950s and Brusher Mills before her. This is the story of a lesser-known witch from Burley, Audrey Tanner, who lived in the Burley cottage on Ringwood Road off of Pound Lane. Tanner was born in Ringwood in 1824 and died in Southampton in 1909. She moved to Burley in 1849, where she spent the rest of her life until her death. She was known throughout the village and the surrounding areas as the person people go to for solutions when the conventional failed them, if they bothered with the conventional at all. This did not please or sit well with the local vicar, Reverend Thomas Mills, who was the padre of the parish church of the aptly named All Hallows. Much to his annoyance, Tanner would administer advice, cures, and even penance, if required, to his so-called flock. In 1905, a Burley resident by the name of Camilla Richards and a regular attendee of All Hallows took it upon herself to visit Tanner on a weekly basis in an attempt to convert her and turn her away from her pagan practices like so many monotheists before her. Tanner could not, would not be swayed, but was compelled to feel sympathy for her, so Richards was tolerated. 3.5 years this continued until Tanner became very ill and, being of an age where she was already frail, relied on outside help from members of the community. Richard saw her opportunity and took the advantage, believing she was pious and righteous. That advantage was in the form of ignoring Tanner's request for herbal remedies that she was sure would cure her or at least ease her ailments. Richards, with the support of the Reverend Mills, took Tanner to the nearest hospital in Southampton. 3 months later, Audrey Tanner died. The sad part of the story is Tanner believed she could have been cured, and Richards and Mills simply believed it was her time and part of God's plan. All of Tanner's estate was given to the church. In 1911, Tanner's house caught fire and burnt down. The mystery is that nobody lived in the house after Tanner's death, and no one had any idea how it caught fire. The following year, All Hallows burnt down with Mills inside. His charred remains was found at what was left of the altar. 4 separate accounts from 4 different individuals say they saw Tanner walking around the smouldering building's remains. Audrey Tanner has been seen many times walking through the village around the time of Halloween, and even reported by Sybil Leake herself. If you do see her, make sure you leave an offering outside your front door, as you wouldn't want your house to burn down.
For more information, please visit thedreadhouse.com or you can email scared@thedreadhouse.com. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Don't have nightmares.